It's time for the main business news now. Brian Finn is here.
Paul, thank you. Estate agents expect property prices nationally to increase by an average of 4.5% over the next 12 months. This is according to a survey of estate agents who are members of the Society of Chartered Surveyors. Gerard O'Toole, Vice President of the SCSI and a Westport-based estate agent and valuer, is on the line now. The last study the SCSI conducted at the start of the year, Gerard, pointed to an expected 1% increase in prices this year. So this appears to point to a significant level of heat entering the market in recent months.
Morning, Brian. Yes, indeed, it does. And I think what's underpinning that difference of opinion is members are seeing that ongoing supply constraint over the last 6 to 7 months and fewer properties coming to the market, both secondhand and new, and a growing number of people competing for them. So that's creating ongoing upward pressure on prices.
Housing completion levels, though, are looking fairly healthy. But as you say, it's really in the second-hand market. We know from several reports that the supply just isn't there. But is the new supply enough to see prices levelling off at any point?
No, not for the foreseeable future. I think on the new supply, actually the CSO data would suggest that house completions are falling this year. So the government's revised targets of 50,000 houses a year are aspirational at the moment and are not going to be achieved. We believe figures in the order of 30,000 will be completed this year. But new home construction is very, very challenged. There's cost of finance issues, there's significant planning delays, and then resourcing issues, which is also constraining new home supply.
Ed, as you mentioned, we're looking at somewhere around 35,000 completions, and the target has been increased to 50,000. Is that ambitious enough?
Under Housing for All, which is the government's plan published 2 years ago, at that time, Brian, expectation was that we needed about 33,000 houses a year. I think many of us that were working in the industry recognised that simply wasn't big enough. So I think if we can get to 50,000 houses a year and produce those consistently over a 10-year period, I think it's going to go a long way to alleviate the supply problems.
Now, you conduct an affordability a gap analysis as part of this study, and you look at the ability of a couple on average earnings to afford a house. Perhaps, not surprisingly, that gap is widening according to your study. To what extent?
Yeah, you're right. We conducted a survey in 5 locations, the commuter belt areas of Meath, Kildare and Wicklow, together with Cork and Galway. Now, we do this periodically, and the last time we did this survey back in January, affordability was available to purchasers in 3 locations. This time, only Meath was available as being affordable. And this is really down to rising average prices. This is a scenario based on an average income, aggregated income of 170,000 a year, and buying a 3-bedroom new build property in this location. So the highest discrepancy was in Wicklow, which is a deficit of about 78,000, followed by Kildare, which is at 65,000.
And Meath was the only place where the notional couple on 107,000 could afford a property, but it was with support, is that right?
Yes, that's right. The only way that they could purchase a property was with the First Home Scheme, which is a relatively new initiative. But the issue is that there are caps in lots of these locations, and the average prices continue to exceed the price caps. So many people buying in some of these locations won't be able to avail of it.
Now, you base it on 3.5 times income. First time buyers can now avail of 4 times income. Would that make any difference in this scenario?
Yeah, obviously it would. In terms of your ability to buy a property, it's going to increase marginally. But I think the expectation is that price is going to remain relatively high. Those input costs within particularly new home construction, whilst the hard costs are moderating slightly, there's no significant drop. But the soft costs in terms of development levies and water connection fees, they make up a very significant proportion of an overall bill cost, and they're not falling.
Just very quickly, Gerard, please, data last week from the Residential Tenancies Board shed some light on the extent to which landlords are leaving the market. What's your experience of that? Is it happening to a greater or lesser extent?
Certainly members within the report suggested that many investors are continuing to sell, but certainly the pace at which investors are selling has moderated fairly significantly.
Gerard O'Toole, Vice President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors, thank you very much indeed.